I want to preach for a little while here this evening. This is not that. This is not that. Can we lift up our hands right now? Let's ask the Lord to do something we've never seen. I believe we could have a glory cloud come into this place today. I believe God wants to do something radical in this house. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. In your name, let it be done, Lord, your will here in earth as it is in heaven. You may be seated. Joseph was a dreamer. Bible said that he spoke a dream to his brothers, and they hated him for his words and his dreams. He spoke a dream to his brothers, and it says they hated him for his words and his dreams. I want you to know that what Joseph experienced wasn't all recorded in Scripture. He told them a dream, and they said, "We hate your dreams." Perhaps this was the first of many that he had had, but it was his words they hated. And it's the words your adversary's always going to hate, because that's how you make it yours. It's not getting a vision for it. It's being bold enough to speak it. That's where the miracle happens. That's where the glory is loose. Not in just, "Hey, I saw something." It's, "I speak it." Being bold enough to tell some people, "This is what I saw." Being bold enough, the Bible said, Romans 10 and verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the rhema word of God, which is the spoken. It doesn't have to be preaching. It can be you. It can be you grabbing a hold of a promise. And when you speak it, you're getting ready to get some faith you've never had before. You ought to try that out sometime. Woo! You ought to try that out sometime. "By your stripes, I am healed." Oh, and then you begin to feel like, "Hey, maybe, by your stripes, I am healed." I feel it a little bit more. Your faith begins to rise. But you got to speak. Speak. Faith speaks. He speaks those dreams. He's covered by a robe. They hate him for that robe, and it's amazing how his brothers hate him for that robe, but none of them want it themselves. They just don't want him to have it. And as long as you've got dreams, and as long as you've got big vision, and you're waiting on approval from other people, you'll probably be waiting a long, long time. But if it's heaven telling you what's getting ready to happen, I don't need your approval. I'm just speaking this out, yay or nay, it doesn't matter. God told me it's going to happen, and you believe it or not, I got faith myself, it's going to take place. Why would you hate a dreamer? Oh, why would you hate a guy covered by his father? Let's talk about what Joseph did have. Joseph had great dreams. Joseph was covered by his father. And Joseph's the only son that was rebuked. You want to be Joseph? Reuben should have been rebuked and he wasn't. Simeon and Levi, they should have been rebuked and they haven't been. But the dreamer was rebuked. And you know you can handle a dream if you can be covered by a father and be rebuked in public by that father. And then when he calls you in the next couple of verses, you say, "Here I am. Here I am." I think God's got great glory. He wants to loose upon the church, but we've got to be able to handle correction. Oh, you can't just give authority to anybody. You can't give great power to someone that can't handle it. Oh, we need people that can be rebuked say, here I am, that can be rebuked by their pastor and say nothing back. Joseph doesn't answer the rebuke, but he answers the call to serve. Oh yeah, he's arrogant. He's arrogant. He's getting ready to go serve his brothers. The dreamer's under submission. Oh, you've got to have authority in your life if you're going to have authority from heaven. He doesn't bless uncovered people. And so here, Joseph, let me skip forward here to the very end. Joseph has been elevated in Egypt. Joseph has gone through some stuff. You want that coat? Can you handle that calling? You want that favor? Don't look at somebody that's got favor and say, I want that. There's some hell that came with that coat, my friend. Yeah, I want that anointing. Get ready to die, baby. I want that anointing. You better get ready to fast and fast. Go through sacrifice. Have people hate you. Be thrown down in a dungeon. Oh, it's costly to be anointed. Joseph can receive a rebuke. Joseph is offered and petitioned by a woman, Potiphar's wife. Potiphar perhaps was a eunuch, because that's what the word officer means there in Genesis 39. So maybe he was a eunuch, I don't know. But we do know that Potiphar's wife was after Joseph. And you know what was powerful about Joseph? He knew what wasn't meant to be his. And until you know what's not you, you're going to fall for any old thing. That's as important as having a vision. Is having a vision of what you're not. That's not me. That's not me. You got to be able to say that every once in a while. No. No, that's not me. Maybe that promotion's going to kill your family. Every great petition isn't your future. Every great opportunity isn't you. You've got to know what is me and what isn't me. And so you can say, no, that's not me. You're not for me. You take Potiphar's wife. All you're going to ever be is a boyfriend. But if you hold out for a little while, Joseph, you're going to be ruler of the land. Now that's me. Joseph says, that's me. I can handle that. Nope. The brothers come. The brothers do not recognize Joseph. Surprise, surprise. They've never been able to recognize somebody in favor. Surprise, surprise. It's the unknowns that God tends to use. Revivals produced by that single woman in the closet praying. That nobody knows about, but that's where revival comes from. It's the unknowns to us, but the knowns to heaven. I can handle it if somebody doesn't know my name, but I want heaven to know me. You may be seated, surprise, surprise, they don't know Joseph, because they're not looking for Joseph, because they thought they had power to destroy his dream. Now, it's one thing to grab a hold of a coat. But can you wrap your hands around a dream? How are you going to do that? How are you going to get your hands around something heavenly? You can't snatch a dream. You can take a coat, but the coat wasn't the dream maker. Oh yeah, you removed his coat, great, but you still got the dream maker in his life. And you'll never be able to get your hands on that. You gotta know there's some things in your life that hell can't grab a hold of. There's some things in your life, friend, you should never be afraid. Hell can't grab that. Go ahead and take my coat, but you're never going to get my dream. Go ahead and strip me down. You're never going to get the going to show up in my prison. God's going to show up everywhere I go. It don't matter. You put me in the pit, God's there. You put me in Potiphar's house. You put me in the village. God's there. You put me alone in the high school. You better watch out, hell. There's some things you can't stop, and there's some things you can't control. And the sooner we learn that, the greater the dominion we'll have. Oh, it's just maybe seated. They didn't know Joseph. That's 22 years since they chucked him in the pit. And they think he's dead. And so if you're waiting on people to buy into your dream, 22 years later, what's amazing is Joseph immediately recognizes them. Could it be that because in 22 years, he's the only one that's changed? Yeah, I think he saw a picture of that when Pharaoh said there was big fat cows full of favor and skinny cows came along and they were cannibals and they began to eat the fat cows and you couldn't even tell. No change. Here we got these guys showing up and the only one that's been transformed is Joseph. They bow down. That's the moment he's been waiting for. I knew God wasn't going to let me down. Don't you know that God is God enough just to let you know every now and then, I am never going to let you down. It might just be a feeling you get in the car. It might be a prayer where you get anointed. But God's got a way of saying, see? See, Joseph, they're bowing. Oh, when you've got true dominion, you don't have to make something bow. When you're really in authority and in dominion, you don't got to say, I command you to bow. They get around you and automatically. You know what I'd like to have happen in Spokane? That sickness just default action is bow. Addiction's default action, bow. The devil's default action, bow. I don't got to command it, I am it. Oh yeah, he is authority. He is authority. Joseph, you are it. You don't got to make him realize it, you just are it. What a blessing. I've got Reuben. I've got Reuben. Everybody needs a Reuben. Everybody needs a Reuben, the firstborn. You know, it's the oldest brother. Everyone needs a Reuben. He always marks the beginning of a nation or the beginning of something big. Everybody likes a Reuben. Wow, that's Simeon. God hears. I appreciate Simeons in the church that can hear from God. I appreciate Reubens, God sees. They've got vision. Levi's the priest. Can't beat that. And then you got Judah, praise. We got to have that in church. Joseph's saying, this is shaping up pretty good so far. I've got four. Oh, wait a minute. There's Dan, there's judgment, which is fairness. He sees both sides. I thank God for counselors in the church. Talk you through your issues, fair judgment. And then you've got an afterlife, the wrestler. Oh, I love people that like to wrestle. I love people in the church that just want to go after the devil. They want to go after prayer. They can't wait to show up and say, let's do some battle. Aren't afraid to get down on the floor. Aren't afraid to sweat a little bit. Get into the mix. I want to wrestle. Wow. Then all of a sudden, he's looking beyond that. I've got these, I've got these blessings here, and then there's Asher and Gad, happy, good fortune. We like those people in the church. There's Issachar. He's the servant in the church. There's Zebulon. Thank you, Jesus. That's a next level guy there. It's a high habitation. I'm so blessed. I cannot believe my miracles are. Hold on a minute. Here's Joseph. I love my father. I love my father, respect him deeply. His father is the only one that's recorded as loving him. It's been 22 years since he's seen his father. Can you imagine right now my dreams come true? The urge to call out for dad. How's my dad doing? He doesn't say anything about that. He remembers his dreams and says, "You are spies." He looks at him and says, "You're a poser." They're like, "No, we're not." "Yes, you are. Come on, Joseph, call out for dad. You got your guys here. They're bound down. You got Reuben. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, let's just count them out. Would we do that? You got Reuben. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Naphtali, or Zebulun. I was replacing that. 10. I want to shout right now is what Joseph's saying. Hold my scepter. I want to shout right now. But you know something's wrong with this picture? Because when I remember my dreams, there were 11 bowing down to me. And by my count, I've only got 10. And at this point in my life, I've been through too much hell to be satisfied for my dreams to almost. This is not that. Heaven and earth are not aligning. Oh, I want to call out for my dad so bad, but you're a poser. Is there anybody in this building that knows what it is to be satisfied for almost? You almost had that breakthrough. You almost want them to go. Whatever your dream was, there's always going to be an opportunity to go after your comfort, your dad, and settle for an almost. And Joseph's saying, this ain't that. And moreover, let me tell you what else. Joseph says, all you are great contributions to the kingdom. But I've only got one full brother. We're related. But I've got one brother where everything's identical. Our DNA's the same. Same mama, same daddy. And Joseph said, let me tell you something. I am not going to live without Benjamin. What's so important about Benjamin? Joseph says, all I keep thinking over and over in my head is that my dad said he is the son of my right hand. And the last thing I'm going to do is be satisfied for great things and not have power. Joseph says, this ain't that. If I don't have power, I can have the priest and not have dominion if I don't have the kingmaker. No! Is there anybody in this house that's saying, God, I'm so thankful for North American Church. Everything we've got, all the facilities, all the nice things we have, but there's one thing, that if that's not there, this is not that. And that's power. My dream always includes power. My dream always includes authority. I've waited too long. I've prayed too long. I've been in the pit too long to be satisfied not to have power. You may not know who I am, Joseph said, but I happen to know. And the reason I refuse to be satisfied with 10 is because I am an answer to prayer. My mother prayed, and in one birth, what I did for her was take away her reproach and give her a prophecy. God shall add another son. That's who I am. I'm a walking prophecy. And the reason I refuse to live without Benjamin, he's more than just number 11. He's the fulfillment of my prophecy. Because it was me, God shall add another son, that in Genesis 35, Rachel did have another baby. You remember that baby? She looked at it and said, that's painful. And Dad said, no, that's power. You know about that, Holy Ghost. There's sometimes it looks like it's going to be sorrow, but then all of a sudden, oh, it's not looking so, whoa. You know about that, Holy Ghost, where you look like you're addicted one moment. It looks like sorrow to start with, but boom, it's the son on my right hand. Is there anybody that knows what it is to have it turn in a moment? Boom. That's what power does. You show up in sorrow, you're going to run out dancing. You're going to run out smiling. There's going to be joy that you draw out of the well of living water. That's what power is. It's more than just the fulfillment of my dream. It's my prophecy. It's my prophecy. It's your prophecy. Who do you think Simon Peter was looking at when he said, and unto them, far off. He wasn't just talking about other lands and other countries. He was talking about a couple thousand years in the future. There'd be some people in the Alaska Yukon district that he said, I want you to know something. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Old men dream dreams. Woo! That's your prophecy, my friend. I refuse to live without power. It's my inheritance. We're related. We're full brothers. We're full. We're connected. I can't live without him. And so what Joseph does, you don't remember me, I remember me. I shall add another son. That's Benjamin. Oh, I want to call out for my dad. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to dominate you. You intimidated me a long time ago. But Joseph said, you know what Pharaoh did for me? He taught me about authority. He surely did. He said, I'm putting you and setting you in a position where you're going to have so much authority, all you've got to do is speak. Can I tell you that nobody bowed to Joseph until he got into his position. And when he got it, it's not the person. It's the position. Let me tell you something real quick before I go on. The Bible said that by one Spirit, are we all baptized into one body? That is a one-time thing. But you got to be filled continually. So my point is, you can have position and not be living in power. Baptized into the body of Christ, but in need of a refill. I was baptized once. I got to get filled up every day. I got to talk in tongues every day. I got to pray until the glory of God saturates me every day. Fill me up again. Be being filled with the Holy Ghost. I refuse to have a position and not have power. That's like being the church, but nobody gets healed at the church. That's a nightmare. That's not a dream. It's like being in the church, but you can't pray off addiction. Oh, I remember old Isaiah said, let me tell you something, boys, the anointing, it destroys the yoke. You get addicted, you don't need 15 steps. You can come in here addicted. And let me tell you, in a moment of time of the power. You see, God's not just a little bit better than the philosophy of this world. God's not just a little bit better. You can come in here with all kinds of problems in your mind. And in one moment, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Can live without a lot of things, but I will not live without power. That's my right. That's my prophecy. So he's in his position. You're spies. No, we're not. Yes, you are. Oh, you better make sure when it comes time for your dream to be fulfilled completely, you do the talking. No, we are not spies. Yes, you are. No, we're all the sons of one man. What did that do to Joseph? He's like, exactly right, we are. All of us. All of us are, but I'm not going after Dad yet. In fact, he doesn't even mention his father in the entire thing. He's dying to mention his dad, but he doesn't once. Because my dream, I've got blood in my socks because of this dream. My knees are torn up because of this dream. My vocal cords are stressed. My mind is stressed. My family's gone under pressure. You better know I'm not going to be satisfied in Spokane to almost be apostolic. Not after the battles I've been through, friend. You better know you're bowing down to me, boys. I'm not bowing down to you. I'm staying in my position. I'm doing the talking. And moreover, you know what he did? Bible said they didn't even know he understood what they were saying. Because he was talking in tongues. He didn't start talking Hebrew. Nope. Not until Benjamin comes. Until then, I'm going to talk in tongues. You're going to need an interpreter to understand this. You can't catch. I refuse to start talking normal. You see, I'm not after your understanding. I'm after power. We might not connect communication-wise. I'm after power. If you've ever been through what Joseph's been, you know. You know. 22 years, Joseph has never reached out to dad. In fact, he names his first kid Manasseh. God's made me forget all my toil, all my father's house. Done. Then he has another kid. And he says, I'm going to call this baby Ephraim because God's made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. This ain't home. Something happened between the first kid and the second kid. With Manasseh, he said, I don't want anything to do with them Hebrews. Maybe it was just 9 months later. He said, I can't deny the fact. That's just who I am. I'm a Hebrew. Egypt, as good as it is, all the gold, all the palace, this is the land of my affliction. This isn't home to me. You know what Brother Colthorpe was talking about this morning? He was talking about people that are saying, you know, let's go ahead and look like we're apostolic. Let's play the show up. But when it comes time to throw down and preach, give me a stool and hold my mule. 3 steps to this, 5 steps to that, no altar call. Let's call it good. We're making everybody happy. Good to have you. Good to have you here. God bless. I want you to know that was getting on me a little bit because pastoring is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Maybe if we just got a little cooler. I want you to know I got suicidal. I got spiritually suicidal. Because when you're something and you're trying to be something you're not, you get mad at your wife. You get mad at your kids. You don't like anything. Somewhere along the line I just said forget about. Forget about being cool. Forget about all the hip junk. I want to sweat. I want to preach. And I want to have power. I want to tell somebody in this house, Manasseh's a lie. Manasseh's a liar. God will never cause you to forget your father's house. Oh, no, he won't. He'll never cause you to forget your land, your seed. No. Because the moment he gets to see his brothers for the first time, Manasseh lied to him, didn't he? Because out of the thousands there begging corn, he recognizes. Oh, you didn't forget anything because Manasseh's a lie. God will never lead you away from who you are as an apostolic. He'll never lead you away from the absolute need for power. He'll never take you away from worship where you don't care because it's about him. I'm not trying to please my city. I'm trying to please my maker. You try to please your city, you never will. You start pleasing God, all men. All men will be drawn unto him. You need to go after God like you've never gone after him before. I will not settle. I will never stop until I got Benjamin. I'm going to keep on talking in tongues. I'm going to keep on talking in tongues. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to start binding and loosing. And it ain't going to make any sense because you don't even know what Joseph's doing. Hey, all you guys are staying, one can go. Well, never mind. All you are in prison for 3 days. Never mind. You can all go except for one. He's not making any sense. But whenever you're trying to get heaven in agreement with earth, God said, let me tell you how to do that. Simon Peter, whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. What's Joseph do? He says, I need to get the third day into this. That's the first thing he does. I put you in jail for 3 days. I got to have that resurrection somewhere, even if it's just in a picture. One of you can go, binding on earth as it is in heaven. He's only wanting one, Benjamin. Daddy won't let him go. But there's something happening when he's binding in earth as it is in heaven. One can go. I don't know if that had something to do with Benjamin going or not, but I know he was doing something binding here in earth as it is in heaven. That's a legal contract. The devil lost his legal right to dominate you. God said, I got that in my hands. And if the devil's dominating your family, he's an illegal alien. And you need to speak to that devil. You have no right to be in this house. We need some fathers that are bold enough to get up, and I don't know where you're at. But you get out of this house right now. You get your hands off my children now. Cancer, you're illegal. Diabetes, you're illegal. I'm almost done, music. Brother Bartlett. Oh, bind on earth. Going to be bound in heaven. Earth's not matching heaven right now. There's only 10 of you. You know what? I think I'll hold on to Simeon. The rest of you can go. But you know, as strong as my faith is, I need a reminder every now and then. God hears. Because I don't always get an answer. That's what God told Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Sometimes we don't even need to hear. Our prayer's been answered. We just need to know, God, are you hearing me? Simeon, you're staying right here. Every day I don't have Benjamin. I want to know God hears. That's what Simeon's name means, God hears. Every day. God's heard I was hated. Kind of applies to Joseph. He's binding Leah's second son because he wants Rachel's second son to get loosed. He's speaking it. And then you know what the Bible said? He dips into his pockets. And he said, I'm going to give into my future. The boy's paid. He gives them corn and their money back. Something's coming from there. I can't see it. I'm going to go ahead and sow into it. I'm going to dump some generosity on it. Have you ever thought that it's kind of funny that we talk about Peter and John, you know, that guy looks on them And what are you looking on? You're looking at these poor disciples. Peter and John had a massive fishing operation that they never stopped. They just turned it over. Because 3 years later, when he wants to go back fishing, his boat's right there. These boys got some money. But you know what it says at the end of chapter 2? They gave away that silver and gold to the cause of God. They've not done a miracle yet. Holy Ghost has fallen, the greatest miracle, but physical healing? You know, Jesus didn't even heal this guy. How impossible a situation is it? I'm given into the kingdom. And something just came back on me. Did you feel that, John? We better go pray because I don't know what this is. Hey, you got any money? Actually, we don't. But we did pick something up. Such as I do have. I don't got money because I gave. But I sure got power. Rise up and walk. Is there anybody that thinks, you know what? I think I'll give into my future. Power's coming. Some of the greatest moves of God I've ever been a part of started by an altar being covered by money. Getting rid of this. I'm freeing up my hands. There's some things that are worth more than silver and gold. You know, the Bible said when the boy sold Joseph, they paid 20 coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20. When Joseph gave them their money back, it says in full weight. That's a different measurement than coins. You can count coins. But this has got some weight. You don't count this. You feel this. Something about giving, it's got weight. It's measured different. God don't measure in coins. And if you give, it shall be given back to you. You think Joseph was wanting coins? I'm wanting weight. I'm wanting something I can feel. I'm sowing weight. I don't want something I can count. I want something I can feel. I want something you can feel. It's measured different. You know what? I was in Merida, Mexico. They got no money. I've never seen poverty like that in my life. It's not the tourist side of Mexico I've seen. It's the don't have walls in our house, have sheets. They already don't have money. I laid my hands on 3 deaf people that were instantly healed. 3. A blind eye instantly opened. I felt tumors go away in my hands. They don't got money, but they got power. And America's got money, but we're looking for Benjamin. I can just, since this has happened, can you feel here come Benjamin with double the weight. Is there anybody desperate for power? Could you lift up your hand? Somebody.